This is Thesis Thursdays on KXEI. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona with a joint appointment in public health. Today we have Denise Moreno Ramirez, who is from the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science and also pursuing a minor in anthropology. So Denise, why don't we talk about the lab you're in?
Well, I have two advisors, and therefore I'm in two laboratories. I'm part of your lab, which is Dr. Monica Ramirez Andriota's Integrated Environmental Science and Health Risk Laboratory, and Dr. Reyna Mayer's Environmental Microbiology Group. I am working on a community engaged project called Voices Unheard, Arizona's Environmental History. So my research focuses on preserving the life stories of individuals who work and live near two Superfund sites in Arizona and analyzing their interviews to learn how they experience the contamination. The Superfund sites include the Tucson International Airport area, which is here in Tucson, and the Iron King Mine and Humboldt Smelter, which is in Dewey, Humboldt, Arizona, just south of Prescott.
Can you define what a Superfund site is?
So a Superfund site is a federally designated area that is managed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and it is deemed to have an impact on human health and the environment, so it receives funding to help remediate the site.
Right, so these are sites where there's known sources of contamination and potential exposure routes to the surrounding human population.
Yes, correct. Okay. The ultimate goal of the histories collected is to bring them to a broader audience. As a result, they'll be digitally archived at the University of Arizona Campus Repository, and hard copies will be available at local libraries. I will also partner with project participants and community members to develop a product that will help disseminate their histories.
Great. And so I think so one thing that's great about your work is the merging of social science with the environmental science and capturing the voices of the community members neighboring the site. Why would you choose to do this type of project, and how does it connect to your professional goals?
So actually, I'm from an area that was found to have contamination in it. So I've been part of kind of the people that had to experience this type of exposure. So very early on when I was in high school, I realized the importance of actually including community members into the environmental research and environmental science methods. And so as I began my career as an undergraduate, I realized the importance of actually merging environmental science with social science in order to incorporate people into developing answers. And so as a result, I'm myself feel that I want to represent my like a minority woman in academia, so therefore I want to pursue this type of career.
Why don't we talk about what's your favorite band or favorite song? I've been noticing you eyeballing all the records here, so.
I love music, and it's hard for me to pick one. I typically go through cycles, and actually right now, I am really into the music I used to listen to when I was young. So I recently found a bunch of my mixtapes from the 1990s. So the Stooges, Bad Religion, DOA, Bad Brains. And also when I was in high school, I used to listen to Basque and Spanish hardcore punk rock. So I'm listening to Negu Goriak, Rip, La Polla, Tijuana Blue, and Cortatu.
So she rocks out and does outstanding research. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.